It had already been a long day for Mayor Mike Rawlings, who had just come back to Dallas that night after attending a funeral.
My mother-in-law had died earlier in the week, and we buried her that day. It was out in East Texas, and we drove back just in time for me to get in my casual clothes and fix a tuna fish sandwich and starting watching the Rangers. And at that point, my assistant called my wife, because I had put my phone away, and Mickey came in and said, turn on the, change the channel.
Rawlings went into the emergency center, where he was joined by Dallas Police Chief David Brown and other city leaders as the trauma unfolded near El Centro College in downtown Dallas. Processing the information as it was coming in is something Rawlings calls hyper-real.
What you thought could happen actually has happened. It's not out of the realm when you think about the tragedies that could take place. In fact, we did a tabletop exercise that covered a lot of this at earlier. So we knew it could happen, but suddenly it really is happening. And you have to make sure that the words that are coming out of your mouth are the words you really mean.
He said that night that our worst nightmare has happened. Rawlings agreed that July 7, 2016 was the most trying moment for the city of Dallas since the Kennedy assassination, given the shock of it and momentary nature of the incident.
These moments don't change you. These moments expose the strengths and weaknesses you have because of what you've done. And I really believe that you live your life in a certain way, and moments of crisis are just a spotlight that everyone sees how you're living.
The morning after the police ambush, Rawlings told a crowd gathered at an interfaith service at Dallas's Thanksgiving Square that the days ahead would be better. He echoes that call now, this year, which he has called a year of unity.
If you haven't hung out with somebody that isn't from your neighborhood, or that you work with but you don't know very well, take them out for a quick lunch, ask some tough questions. How does it feel in our places? And that's how we strengthen. I marvel at the strength of a basket, a simple straw basket made of just flimsy little straw, how it, if it's woven together in a way, can withstand an amazing amount of pressure. And the way a city's woven together, person by person, house by house, neighborhood by neighborhood, is the thing that ultimately keeps it strong.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says his call for faith, hope, and love is still strong 1 year later. He says we must hope that tomorrow will be better and the years to come will be better as well. Eric Bushman, WBAP News.